From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and today we're going to be continuing with a theme I started last week, which was playing tracks from a recent remix project that got released on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. This remix project focused on Final Fantasy IV, or Final Fantasy II, if you played this SNES version. And there's some long story behind the weird numbering differences. It's not very interesting. But either way, Final Fantasy IV always felt like it was kind of overlooked a little bit in terms of Final Fantasy remixes. You know, 6 and 7 and 8, you know, get a good chunk. 9, not so much, which is kind of a shame. But either way, it was nice to see Final Fantasy IV get some love. And it got 3 CDs worth of it, actually, which is pretty impressive. And, you know, I listened through a lot of them. You know, I was working at the same time, so, you know, I ended up zoning out through a lot of these. But this one I'm going to play for you immediately stood out to me. And it's because, like, the kind of tone of this remix was very different from anything else on the CD up to that point. And had, you know, some great vocals and a very kind of, a sort of sinister, aggressive kind of sound to it that I hadn't heard before. And combined that with the vocals, and it was just, it really made an impression on me. And, you know, it was one of the ones that I immediately, you know, hung on to. But I'm almost positive I'm going to pronounce these names incorrectly. But this is by High Bond and Luca Lefebvre. I think that's how you say it. Probably wrong, but either way, this is called Somewhere to Hide. That was Somewhere to Hide by High Bond and Luca Lefebvre. I'm sure I'm pronouncing those wrong. But you can find that remix at ff4.ocremix.org. That's the letters FF4, well, and then the number 4, .ocremix.org. And I recommend checking it out. They've got a big torrent, which is how I picked up all the tracks. But they're all pretty good. And these are just ones that, you know, particularly stood out to me. But, you know, they also have, like, FLAC files, which I never really got the point of. I mean, that's like 40 megs of, you know, a song, and that seems ridiculous. I just got the MP3s. But, either way, it's free, of course. You don't have to pay any money for it. And, you know, just kind of promoting the music of the game, which, you know, of course, I always approve of. But this next track is kind of interesting. It kind of goes... It's very much different in tone, you know, opposed to the last one I played for you. It's sort of a bit sillier, I suppose. I think it's because it has a sillier kind of bass theme to it. But it kind of goes between a few different types of music for a little bit, and then it kind of settles down. And it has this really great guitar that I really like. And it's so cheery, it's hard to resist. This is by Ilpo, and this is In the Land of Dwarves.
Thank you.
That was In the Land of Dwarves by Ilpo. You can find that on the FF4 Remix Project. That's ff4.oceremix.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Every morning you shave the same area, over and over, till it becomes really irritating. But now there's Gillette Mach 3. Three blades that shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes three. So you don't have to shave the same area over and over. The result, far less irritation. Three blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3. From Gillette.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar. Today we're focusing on the Final Fantasy IV Remix Project, which you can find at ff4.oceremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And there's a lot of good stuff on it. I just picked out a few things here and there. And this one in particular is kind of, well, it's only half of something. There's a huge finale for the CD, and it was broken into two parts, I believe, maybe three, probably two. But either way, the second part was really pretty long, if I remember right. There were like a few tracks on there that were like 12 minutes or something like that, which seemed a little bit, you know, excessive. Well, not excessive, but, you know, it's kind of hard to play something that long. But this first one actually stood out to me because it has a similar feel to me, sort of, as Somewhere to Hide. It has the same kind of vocals, sort of a, you know, forlorn kind of, you know, vaguely off, you know, it's off-putting kind of sound to it. It was interesting to me. Makes me feel uneasy. That's what I'm looking for. That something bad is about to happen, you know, something like that, which would fit, you know, with the, you know, situation at the time. But, you know, again, myself, I've never actually really played through FF4, although I've watched people do it, you know, and I have the music from it. So, I can't exactly remember where, you know, various pieces of music play. So the nostalgia factor for this remix project is not as high as, you know, it might be for other people. But this track particularly, it stood out to me. And I'm sure I'm going to pronounce the name of it wrong, but this is by OA and Dragon Avenger. And I'm going to totally mangle this, but this is the finale part one, The Eminence of Greece.
Oh,
That was the finale, part one, Eminence Grease. I have no idea how to pronounce that. By OA and Dragon Avenger. And you can see why I mentioned that it kind of reminded me of Somewhere to Hide. It has the same kind of ethereal voices coming in, and it's sort of an kind of ominous sound to it, which I liked. Immediately stood out to me. But you can find that at ff4.ocumix.org. That's the letters FF, letter 4, a number 4, .ocremix.org. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the great men. Double your time, double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with enlightenment or refreshment. If the only one. Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the great men. Double your time.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate?
You don't eat it, you survive it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. Your host, DJ Zar, again focusing on the Final Fantasy IV Remix project, you know, recently released on ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. As you mentioned, I mentioned before, there were three CDs worth of music, remixes done for Final Fantasy IV, which is a lot. But not only that, there was also a few bonus tracks that were released. You know, these are ones that didn't make it onto the official CDs for various reasons, you know, they just... I actually don't know what those reasons could be. I assume maybe they got submitted late, or the other submission, you know, was, you know, people liked more, you know, I don't know. Or maybe they just wanted to do a remix and they just wanted to put it on the project, but they didn't have room, so they put it in the bonus folder. Either way, you know, bonus songs kind of, you know, have different things. Sometimes they're karaoke versions of, you know, say, rap songs or something like that. And there's some interesting stuff in them occasionally, and... A particular track actually stood out to me. And actually, it's fairly simple, kind of straightforward, as you know, as far as remixes go. But it actually stood out to me more than the version of this theme that made it onto the project, which is kind of odd. I assume I'm in the minority there, but I don't know. It's just kind of a steady energy, and you know, I kind of remember this song a little bit. It's sort of vague for me, but I just kind of like this version of it. This is by John Reverite. I think it's John Reverito. That's how you pronounce it. This is called "All Your Calcobrenna Are Belong to Us." That was All Your Calco Brenna Are Belong to Us by John Riverito. You can find that on Final Fantasy or at ff4.ocremix.org. That's, you know, letters FF, the number 4, dot ocremix.org. It's included in the bonus CD. I think that's available for download just straight off the site. You know, actually, you could actually get the torrent to get those ones, but I'm not actually sure. Although, I kind of like to have some nice energy to it. But to kind of change tack a little bit here, I'm going to be playing something from, you know, a different game and not from this project. And this track, it's kind of related. This track I picked up a long time ago. I think it's still on OC Remix, actually, to this day. It's from Final Fantasy VI, which actually gets, you know, its fair share of remixes. A pretty good amount, actually, all things considered. But, you know, a lot of FF6 has, like, a lot of crazy fans. And, you know, I'd say not as many as FF7, but it's really not fair to compare FF7 to other games, really, because Final Fantasy VII has some of the craziest fans I've ever heard of. And, you know, FF7 actually expanded into a bunch of terrible spin-offs, and, you know, so it's really not fair because FF6 kind of just was there, you know. But it has its share of, you know, overzealous fanboys, as I'm sure most games do, but FF6 did have a really good soundtrack. And as a result, it does have a lot of remixes for it. I really wish FF9 would get some more attention, but, you know, what can you do? Either way, this track kind of caught my attention because it's of a song in the game that stood out to me a lot. You know, it immediately grabbed my attention when I played the game. It was a track I really, really liked, and there are a few remixes of this track out there. But this one, you know, I really like this one. It has a very mechanical kind of sound to it. You know, it really sounds like you're in a factory and there's things going on and getting smashed or created and, you know, stuff like that. There's a real kind of, you know, energy to it and a kind of grunginess to it that I thought fit it. And there's kind of a goofy little vocal section in the middle of it that I also kind of liked. But you can find it on ocremix.org. As I mentioned, ocremix.org. This is by Cafazel. I'm really not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not. I'm pretty sure it's Cafazel. But this is from Final Fantasy VI, and this is Cid in the Factory. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope, America's number one radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.